Hey guys, it's Jess.
And Franklin.
And Miles.
Yeah, he's our guest, and this is An Awkward Fairy Tale.
Yay.
On today's episode, we are playing Would You Rather with Miles as he is drunk off his ass.
I am so goddamn drunk off my ass.
It's fine. This is fine. Welcome to what will be a shit show. So, let's get going. And we are back. So, this is a deck of cards from Pod Decks, and this deck is called Would You Rather. So, it's basically a bunch of Would You Rather questions, and we will all be taking turns answering and asking each other Would You Rather questions. Alright, I will go first. So, would you rather have your jaws wired shut for a month, or wear an eye patch for a year?
Eye patch.
Jaws wired shut for a month.
You do realize that if your jaws were wired shut, you would drink only out of a straw, right?
That's perfectly fine for me.
Why? Why?
I love my vision. I don't want to wear an eye patch for a year because then I will probably be blind in that eye.
Okay, but hear me out. It never says specifics, therefore, right. The eye patch only constantly has to be on you. It never says it has to constantly be on one eye. Therefore, you could do what the eye patch was originally created for, which was when pirates were going from sunlight to darkness, they would switch their eye patch to adjust to the light very quickly so they wouldn't have to get, slowly adjust to their surroundings. So if they were going under the deck, they'd switch the eye patch to their eye that is used to the dark versus their eye that's used to the light.
But I don't have vision problems like that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like,
right,
use it like that. Damn, bitch. I'm just saying, you don't gotta put one eye out of commission completely.
Alright. Who wants
this? What about you?
You know, I think I would go with eye patch. I think the fact that my jaw is wired shut, and I also don't think a lot of my favorite foods would taste well in a smoothie form. Like, I like my steak, and I like my baked potatoes.
Baked potatoes, though, like, that matters, like, math.
I can live off of protein, so I'd be fine.
Yeah. I do eye patch.
I would still do eye patch. I can't live off of milkshake and smoothies.
I can do eye patch.
Shit, I can drink a smoothie or a milkshake almost every day if I had to.
Three times a day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bold of you to assume we eat three meals a day. Mm. First of all.
Shoot, I'll be a lawyer member for a freaking smoothie king if that. Might as well just, you know, start adding my steak into smoothie king and be like, guys, I'm your newest member.
But also that means you wouldn't be able to talk, because your jaw is wired shut.
Well, that's why I have a phone, so I can type it out.
And I'm selective mute anyway. Wait, no, I picked eye patch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, you picked eye patch, you
yes,
butt.
I picked eye patch for different reasons.
Plus, when people ask me annoying questions, I don't have to answer. I can just... Huh.
Sorry.
I can't hear. All right, who wants to go next? Sorry, we had to take a little mini break so my best friend could chug his beer and send the video to his boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because unlike me and Franklin, they are both separated in quarantine.
Yeah, by a while.
Yeah, but you're also stuck with your best friend, so...
I am.
You know, how does that make you feel?
I don't care, I'm too...
You're too gone?
I'm too gone, man.
Anyway, I think next is... Franklin, even though my entire family calls him different versions. My sister calls him Frank Man. So.
Okay. Accidentally laugh loudly at a funeral while giving a... No, okay, sorry. Let me do this over again. I'm not drunk.
Contrary to popular belief, you are not the drunk one.
I just can't read late at night. That's it.
Are you so...
Yeah, I mean, I had a lamb shirt.
Did you drink all of it?
Yes.
Good for you. Maybe they'll sponsor us now. Huh? So maybe they'll sponsor us now.
You can sponsor Franklin. I don't drink beer.
That's fine for you.
It's okay.
More for us.
Yeah, pretty much. So.
I'll go get my wine from Gradgemination.
Gradgemination. Sorry, continue.
It's okay. Accidentally laugh loudly at a funeral or fart while giving a speech at a wedding.
Purposely fart at a wedding speech. Wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be making my speech for your guys' wedding anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to go with wedding. Actually, no. Laugh loudly at a funeral because I essentially did that at my dad's celebration of life. So, how about you, babe?
I was about to say fart at a funeral.
That's interesting.
I will give a wedding speech and fart at the end.
This is dedicated to you.
Mic drop. There you go.
Yeah.
Mic drop as you're farting.
Alright. Your turn.
This is the best drunk question ever. Would you rather have a deep dish pizza or a thin crust pizza?
Thin.
Thin? Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh god, the turf war.
Okay, you bite your string cheese.
So what? You're supposed
to. Oh my god, we're bringing this into
this
it.
Now?
I want you to know that on my Instagram, plug Kool-Aid Massacre, that 95%, let me go back and check it, because most people actually said that they pull their string cheese.
As he's checking this, you bite your string cheese.
No, you don't.
It's
you
a
pull it.
Stick.
It's string cheese.
The
when you pull it.
Literally does
no,
not
no,
have
no, no.
strings.
Okay, and
it.
I like my thin crust pizza. Thank you very much.
Look, I enjoy thin crust pizza just as much as the next guy, but because I'm drunk, I'm going to have to go with deep dish.
Thank
because
you.
Because I just want as much fucking grease as physically possible. But I'm also a sucker for thin crust if you do it well. I don't want a normal thin crust pizza.
Oh, fuck, I can't beat it.
What?
Because I was thinking about a post on Facebook I saw, like, in the summertime of last year, where somebody in South Philly wrote up a cheesesteak and Lorenzo's slice pizza together, like, rolled it up together. Like, they put the cheesesteak on the pizza and rolled up the pizza and ate it. Bro, I was just thinking about that, but I'm like, I can't do that because, oh wait, no, I could. I can go to Costco and get their slices of pizza.
They're
pizza.
Relatively large enough.
Yeah. There's like two slices in one, so.
Alright, so back to the cheese stick thing. 84% of people out of roughly 250 votes said 84% of them pull it apart while only 16% bite it.
Oh, bullshit.
Bullshit, look, it's right here!
It's the freaking proof!
I don't know how to eat your fucking cheese stick.
Bro, I don't know how you're saying y'all fuck it, because I agree with you.
He's the happy medium.
Depending on the type of cheese string. Like, if it's a pepper jack string cheese, I bite it. If it's a mozzarella low sodium one, I pull it apart. It's too much mozzarella for me. My boyfriend bites it, though.
Well, since he's a good dog. He's a good dog. Smart dog.
Well, guys, you just witnessed our first argument over string cheese. Hope you enjoyed.
Okay.
What? Should I pause? Sorry, we had to take a brief intermission. My best friend got a video message from his significant other. Anyway, continuing. I think I know the answer to both of y'all's.
Oh boy.
Do you eat your string cheese or do you bite your string
cheese? Nope.
Do you eat your string cheese or do you bite it? Do you bite it and spit it out?
No, it's would you rather eat a whole bag of marshmallows or a whole jar of peanut butter?
Oh, peanut butter by fucking far.
Yep.
Hell yes, she knew.
Jelly with peanut butter, peanut butter and jelly, peanut butter and apples.
Peanut butter and honey.
Peanut butter and waffles. Peanut butter and bananas, even though I'm allergic to them.
You're allergic to bananas.
No, peanut butter by far. I used to keep a jar of peanut butter when I lived with my parents.
Thanks, baby.
I used to keep a jar of peanut butter in my room in case I ever got hungry and I didn't want to go downstairs.
I did that in college. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, right? Like, it's the easiest fucking snack in the fucking world. I just need a nerve. Ow, fuck.
But I'll even try peanut butter and marshmallows.
That's where I draw the line.
I'll knock it off.
Yeah, I knew you weren't going to pick marshmallows because you're vegan. Or not vegan, you're vegetarian.
Vegetarian, yeah. Because, you know,
and you don't eat gelatin, so.
I mean, but that's, like, no joke. That's marshmallows versus peanut butter.
You
could have put anything else up there that I like mashed potatoes or mac and cheese. And, it's debatable still. That'd be a better debate than marshmallows. Marshmallows is not put in the same category as peanut butter. If you were to say, like, peanut butter or jelly, then I think that'd be a more debatable thing. Because, like, I'd still pick peanut butter personally, but it's more debatable because they're equals. They're both sandwich condiments.
Alright, I got a random one.
Alright.
Regular Oreos or peanut butter Oreos?
Considering you never let me have a peanut butter Oreo when I asked you to because you ate the entire package.
Oh, shit.
Shane,
I'm gonna say,
I'm sorry, I forgot.
You ate that whole motherfucking package.
I told you to get one because I was gonna eat it anyway. I said it. I said it as I was asking you. I said, bro, do you want one now?
And I said, I'm gonna go shower. Save one for me.
Bro, I told you.
And you ate them all.
I told you.
Like,
bro, before I get into stuff, I offer it to people. Because I know, like, alright, if I'm going to tear this up, I'm going to let y'all get some first. Because once I dig in, don't ask me, can I get a sip of your drink or a bite of your sandwich or some cookies?
No, it belongs to me.
My precious.
Bro, because once I get into stuff that I like and I know I like, It's
over with. I know that now.
So now I'm gonna buy you your own personal cup.
I respect that.
I can't choose. They're both good.
Or just buy a pack and give you a whole sleeve. And then eat it.
There you go. I'll have one.
No, I'll give you a whole sleeve. A sleeve and a half.
That's if I like a sleeve and a half. Oh shit, I thought you meant we were just gonna say half of the sleeve.
No,
that was like
sleeve and
respectable, half. Respectable.
Then I can just buy a whole another pack.
What the hell, yeah! Get out of the Target.
Okay, it's my turn. Alright, have no eyebrows or have an extra finger?
No eyebrows.
You'd rather have no eyebrows than an extra finger?
Yeah.
My eyebrows are me.
My eyebrows are hairy enough as it is.
Bitch, it says no eyebrows.
Exactly.
I'd rather have an extra middle finger. So I can quadruple give you the middle finger.
Fuck you.
Just because.
Oh shit, your phone is like hitting the light.
You just saw that?
Yeah, I just noticed that.
I have a custom mouse for different apps. I have one for Messenger, one for WhatsApp, and one for regular text messages.
So fucking cool.
And call them too. I have one so if I get a phone call. And plus, like, if I have it up here, or like anywhere, if I have it like face down, you can still see it like light up too. Yeah. So, kind of like this phone. But, Jess is about to have it soon.
Wow. You sit here, bitch. Take it. I mean, that's what Dylan does for me.
That's what Riley...
Riley. Wow. Wow, why are you name dropping my boy? Huh? Huh, you got something?
No,
got something to say?
No, because it was... We were talking about him.
I'm sipping on a drink.
Water. I'm drinking. I'm, Riley texted me. He was like, drink water. You're not a bro. I was like, oh, shit. I gotta drink some water.
And you're out of water now?
Now I'm out of water. But, where did I put my beer can? Oh, you threw it out for me.
Yeah. No, I mean, if the top's still on, you're still good. You can, like, put water on it. And then, like, I can't shotgun it, but I'll check the soap.
Oh, shit. I could fool him.
Exactly.
Unless he, like, listens to this podcast. then he'll be like, wait a minute.
Which he won't.
I don't think he does. Because I don't have any contact information for him.
Riley's, because I was sending him a video while we were doing this. He said an extra finger would be useful. Because his thing is, think of all the guitar chords you could pull off.
Good point.
Think of all the piano chords. Like, as a musician myself.
Yes.
Yeah, now that this dumbass put that fucking...
See, I wasn't even thinking about that. Now I've changed my answer. Now I changed my answer, and it's an extra finger. Like,
yeah, like, oh fuck, oh that was a beer burp. Oh, that was foamy.
You're up now.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah. Oh. All right. I pick up my card. Spend a year living at a nudist colony or within the Amish community. Nudist.
Yeah, I'll pick a nudist.
Didn't we do this before?
But we did it on a...
different podcast.
Yeah. Which we could not be lewd.
Yeah. My podcast.
Check again. I'm tired. Check out. There we go.
You good? You sure? You not drunk over there?
Check out A Day with the Life of Franklin.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, A Day. Life with Franklin. Stop. That's what it is.
Life, yes.
Check out the podcast Life with Franklin. That is Franklin's personal podcast.
Yes. You can.
There we go. Sleep deprivation is kicking in. It is one.
Bro, I could remember it and I'm drunk.
I can remember it too. I'm just tired.
Okay, you know, whatever.
I'm just tired and I have a headache.
Oh,
shoot. I'm stupid. You've got no excuse.
No, you ain't. You a walking encyclopedia, mister. I go to John Hopkins.
I'm not smart.
Bullshit.
But yeah, you can check out my podcast, Life with Franklin, on your favorite podcast listening app, Spotify. You can look it up there. You can look it up on Apple Podcasts. You can look it up on Google's podcast app. I'm not sure if I'm on iHeartRadio, if y'all ever use iHeartRadio. Probably not. But
so don't check it out there, folks.
Yeah. So Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Check it out, Life with Franklin.
All right, so back to the question. That's the wrong fucking question. Spend a year in living at a nudist colony. Spend a year living in a nudist colony. Wow, I'm gonna go fuck myself. Spend a year living at a nudist colony or within the Amish community. Nudist colony, because Jesus Christ, I cannot live without internet because I do online schooling.
I don't know, that's a tough one for me.
Why?
Because, I don't know.
Awesome answer. Thank you.
You're welcome, but I guess I would wind up going with, I don't know.
The answer once again.
This is so hard. Because, like, on one hand, I'm not comfortable in my own skin. And there's only very few people I'm comfortable, like, seeing naked.
I could get naked right now if it would make you comfortable.
You're one of the few people I'm comfortable being naked around.
I'm pretty much shirtless right now anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
besides my Hello Kitty socks.
Wow.
Like, I'm fucking joking.
Cute.
I see the socks.
No, but in all honesty, I think I would rather honestly deal with
no internet.
No pictures. Because the Amish does not allow pictures.
I mean, I'm not in a lot of pictures anyway.
They don't allow pictures in general. They don't allow cameras.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I just
no.
revoke my answers and not answer and just kind of skip?
No. Because you yelled at Franklin for doing this on his podcast.
Okay. I guess I'll suck it up and I'll live in a colony for a year.
You get to look at your boyfriend then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you get to see me chase pigeons naked.
That is something I would pay to see.
Good, I'm glad.
Considering I've also seen you do other weird things in high school.
That's absolutely fair.
And that was without paying.
Yeah, exactly. That was without paying.
Okay. I guess it's my turn now.
So I can see my girlfriend?
Oh. Never mind, skip him. I like how I'm like, oh yeah, you know, Jess, you can see your boyfriend, you see shit, and you're like, haha, women. And I'm like, no, skip it!
Nah, I know, he has eyes for only me.
Aw, how sweet.
Also, I'm pretty sure I would get too territorial and cut his dick off if he...
Oh my god! Oh. I just threw my phone by accident.
I'm kidding. I'm not actually that aggressive.
I am.
I know you are.
Sure you are.
No, this one's way more aggressive than me. I'm a puppy
insert.
Compared to that one over there. All right.
Jessica, it is your turn.
Yes. Would you rather work with dead people in a mortuary or work in the biggest ER trauma unit in the world? So, ER or mortuary? I know your answer.
Yeah, mortuary. That's what I go to school for.
Yep. What about you, Bib?
Neither.
No, bitch, you can't do that.
Look, if I had to answer the nudist or the Amish, you gotta answer this.
You can't do that. Gotta give an answer.
Fine, I'll do the ER.
Why? I struggled on that one. Why?
I don't know.
That's a great answer, thank you.
I think I would have to go with ER.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, because I can't handle being around dead people. And I'd much rather handle, like, some of the simpler wounds, like
saving people.
More so than anything else.
Dead people don't speak, and they don't like when people speak.
Yeah, I'm very well aware of that, considering I am your best friend of 18 years.
Yeah, I mean, I go to school for forensic sciences, so therefore, I deal with dead people on the often. So it's something that... It would be a much simpler for me to just deal with dead people than it would be working in an ER. B2B.
Your turn, puppy. Unless you have a reason as to why, other than just because.
No.
Dead people suck. Can't conversate with dead people.
So before I even read this, I'm like a little bit tired, but I'm looking at it as always finger your
What? Let me see.
It's not that, but it's like it's kind of dark in here, but it's like
we got a lamp. We can turn on a second lamp.
Well, that first lamp isn't really as bright.
Echo, turn off lamp. Since you be bitching, I'll turn it off. That's Echo, fine. Please turn on the lamp again. Echo.
Okay, Google.
Turn on lamp. Yo, Google ain't gonna do shit.
Flashlight on. Fuck you with this unlocked device bullshit.
Alright. So I'll read for Franklin.
No, go ahead.
No.
No, go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. If you want to read it, go ahead. That's all you're gonna
read? Yeah. I'm just going to start off with, would you rather?
Would you rather always...
You know what? I take it back. Just give it to me. Would you rather your fingers always feel sticky or your throat always feel itchy? So sticky fingers or itchy throat?
Sticky fingers, I'd say.
I can't do sticky fingers.
I can't do itchy throat. Because, like...
I mean, you already do the $5 five-finger discount, so... So...
And I hate eating messy foods. And then my fingers,
I know,
are,
you know,
sticky.
Oh, that's a good point. Like, I hate that feeling.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd be able to deal with itchy throat all the time. Because I constantly just, like... And considering we're going through a pandemic, I think people will just shoot me on sight.
Yeah, because it is saying that your fingers are always sticky, or your throat
Wait, does
always...
It say you feel like it?
Yeah, your fingers always feel sticky.
So they wouldn't actually be sticky, so I wouldn't be causing a problem. But if your throat feels itchy, it is constantly an issue. Because if your fingers are sticky, it will be... Pick, I got hiccups, yo.
Relatable.
Fuck.
Blame Riley. I was thinking about stopping it just so you could, like, possibly send a video.
Oh, no, I was just...
Being weirdo.
I'd rather have an itchy throat because I can turn it into music and make millions off of it.
My makeup piece.
Instead of always thinking I have sticky fingers and always swiping my hands on something. Because that were literally mentally driving me crazy.
The sticky fingers?
The feeling of sticky fingers.
I think I would have to go with feeling like sticky fingers.
Okay.
Because my brother's throat is almost always itchy, or so I think, because he's constantly clearing his throat.
So that started because, like, this recent, excuse me. So this recently, about 2 weeks ago, this started recently, your mom told him to put on a long sleeve shirt or put on a hoodie or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he decided not to do it. And he said, Mom, if I get sick, you can beat me. Or something in the form of negativity and whatever.
The aspects of punishment.
Yes, aspects of punishment. So now, since he's coughing up a lung, or not coughing up a lung, excuse me, I can't explain myself, but...
He's also always had that issue.
He has, yes. But
I've lived with him all my life.
No, I'm not saying that I'm not debating you on it. I know your brother has, because that's your brother.
Good, I was going to say, you better not be fighting me on this.
Or else what? Oh, alright, that's what I thought.
I'm not going to say anything, because we have a third person in this room.
Oh, alright, that's what I thought.
Square up.
Yeah.
Your turn, Mom. Oh, wait, I didn't answer, did I? No, I did. Yep, okay. Your turn, Mouse. Pay attention to me, you asshole!
I was texting my boyfriend who called me a bitch.
Because you are one.
He said if you didn't chug your beer, you're a bitch. And I said, I am not bitch. I already chugged it. Be forced to high-five everyone you make eye contact with or strike up conversations with at least 5 strangers a day.
I'd rather
5 strangers a day.
Yeah. Is it 1 high five per person you make eye contact with?
No. Every time you make a contact eye contact with that person, you gotta give them a high five.
Right. I'll do the contact with high five thing because I never make eye contact. Now you guys are gonna be concerned because I, in fact, don't. You guys are gonna be thinking about it constantly now to see when I look you in the face because I don't.
What about you, Vip?
I'll randomly start conversations with 5 random strangers.
Why?
Because then you can make new friends.
That is true. I pick it because it's what I do essentially for a living. I'm always interacting with new people.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm always, like, when I'm walking to a place, you know, I'll smile and say hi, or, like, and I'll stop sometimes if they strike up a conversation with me. So,
yeah, no, I work graveyard shift, and I work with dead people. I'm good.
Fair enough.
I'll have to high-five the dead people.
All right, we're going to take a quick little break. Do we all read our cards?
Yeah, I've got one, though.
Okay.
Got a good one. Do you like the outside of the Oreo cookie or the inside of the Oreo cookie?
Ooh.
I like the outside of the Oreo cookie. I hate the inside.
You too?
Unless it's a different flavor. If it's original Oreos, yeah. You're not catching me eating it.
Dude, I don't mind the inside, but mm-hmm. It's the thing I eat first. But I love the cookie.
Yeah.
The cookie is the best part to
me. Yes, exactly.
I like both.
No, bitch, that's not the question.
No, but hear me out.
No.
Fuck you. Hear me out. It depends on my mood.
Okay.
That's why sometimes I'll just eat the cookie whole. Sometimes I know when I was younger.
What?
Head out of the gutter.
It's not even, it's underneath the bed for your information.
Anyway.
Bro, I didn't even hear that.
Good. Suffocate.
Well, thank you.
Wait, no! I take that back!
Wait, all right, no! Alright, I'll suffocate.
No, I take that back! Fucking asshole! I take that shit back!
He said, ooh, woo, die time?
I will!
Don't mind if I do.
Don't mind if I do.
I'm already hot as it is, so that'll...
I thought you were gonna say hi, and I was like, bitch, when? Yo, what the fuck? I made me drop, I'll beat the shit out of you.
Oh, shit, okay.
Anyway.
With love.
Yeah.
But when I was,
you know,
when I was younger, I would separate the cookie and I would like eat the inside first, and then I would dunk the cookie in the milk.
That's another good question. Then, do you prefer your Oreos with milk or without milk?
With milk, but sometimes I don't always dunk it. Sometimes I just eat it and then I chug milk.
Okay, so you just need milk in general.
Yeah,
I've never had Oreos with milk. Oh my
okay,
God.
What about...
Yeah,
okay.
I've never had Oreos and milk.
Oh. You guys seen The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan, right?
At least once, yes.
You know how they have, like, the Oreos with peanut butter?
Yeah.
Have you guys had that?
Yes.
No.
I gave you one.
No, like, regular Oreo.
Yes.
With peanut butter.
No.
Like... You take
why you say ew?
Because.
Like, you take a regular Oreo and you take a spoonful of peanut butter and you plop it on there.
I hate original Oreos like anything. Like, I wish that wasn't invented, but if that wasn't invented, then we wouldn't have Oreos.
Wow, that's a really bold statement.
You know, I can't say the thing I wanted to say because he would just try and actually do it, and I don't need that.
Peanut butter milk. Sorry. I don't know why that came to mind.
Weirdo.
I'm trying to figure, what are you talking about? Oh. Okay.
Suffocate.
Don't mind.
No!
I do.
No!
I got a belt.
No!
Ooh, is an antidote high enough to?
No!
Yeah. Well, it's a seatbelt, but you just tighten it up.
No.
Is this tight enough? Okay.
Guys, no. No.
Woo!
No.
We're not going to go down that road.
Neither one of you are going to go down that road.
At least not on this family.
This family-friendly rated G podcast.
That's
this
bullshit.
This is a Christian home. It's a Christian household. And we
bullshit.
Are Christian words. We love
bullshit.
Jesus Christ. Now let us open up our Bible to
I'm
John,
calling bullshit.
Okay, that's going too far.
I'm calling bullshit.
So, I could recite that passage, too.
Yo, I could, too.
Let's. Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll regroup and come back later.
That's all our listeners.
Okay, guys, we're back, and it's almost 2 a.m. I'm getting sleepy, so we're going to call it a night. We'll probably play part 2 of Would You Rather some other time. Share, listen, comment,
all that good stuff. This has been An Awkward Fairy Tale. I'm Jess.
I'm Franklin.
And this is our special guest.
I guess I'll go fuck myself. And Miles.
He's our special guest and my bestie. Yeah. He's the reason Franklin and I are together.
And that's a story for another day.
Yes, that will be a drunk story as we dye our hair. So stay tuned for that. But stay healthy, stay safe, stay insane or sane, whichever you choose. And don't commit murder.
Don't wear your mask. Donald Trump isn't wearing his. So
I just hit myself in the head.
No, because he isn't, it means you should all the more.
No.
Because he is an idiot.
No.
He gets tested every day. He's allowed to not wear a mask.
And we should not
wear a mask. Oh, good. So he finally gets something shoved up his nose.
Oh, my God. That was the worst thing in the fucking world. Getting tested? Holy shit. I deserve to be drunk after that.
Yes, you do.
I'm not going to wear my mask anymore, guys.
No, you are. You would get fired from work if you didn't.
Hell yeah.
All right. We're going to go now. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.